This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just
begun. No, you said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
Sean Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but there go ahead. Keep asking it.
Oh, me. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. We're glad to have you. Joining me, I'm Tim Wildman, by the way. Joining me, we also call this Learning University, so it'll also be referred to as that. Joining me to co-host today is Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. Did we have our intro? I don't remember hearing any funny stuff.
We did. Did you miss that?
I wasn't listening.
You were wrapping presents.
Yeah. Actually, you had the great line there about, what was that again? Anyway.
He broke into song.
I thought you were.
And you did Sean Connery.
You did Sean Connery. And you started singing
now.
Only Just Begun.
Yeah,
you did that. You actually did that on a show. You did.
That's where that came from. Those are actual clips from Hilarious Highlights of Learning University, and we offer that in the store, afastore.net. Okay.
And I got to tell you, your Sean Connery was much better than your Karen Carpenter. It really was.
Whose isn't?
Well, you know. So, all right, J.J. Jasper, the other voice you're hearing there. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning.
All right, folks, I hope you're getting your Christmas shopping done. How many days away, JJ?
12 days away, I think. My 8-year-old tells me each day where we are. It's either 11 or 12 days.
Because it's a week from this coming Tuesday.
11 days from Christmas.
So we're now in the 12-day countdown, right?
That's right.
On the 12th, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. So here's how we do this, folks. It's Trivia Friday. Ed, JJ, and yours truly, we're going to ask three trivia questions each.
Trivia.
Funny wabbit.
Yeah, we've been quiet. So
we're going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer and or ask a trivia question. We prefer that you do both. You answer our question, you ask us a trivia question. That's how we like to play the game. And a couple of ground rules. One, if you have called the show and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We have a waiting period there between calls because we want to get as many new people on the show as possible. Secondly, one question, if answered correctly, we will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and we will all share in that joy.
And whether we want to or
whether
not.
Whether we want to or not, you will hear that cowbell. Well, that'll mean somebody's won themselves a T-shirt, right, Ed?
That is correct. We don't have any T-shirts to show you, but if you go online to afastore.net, you can see the T-shirts and see how great they look.
You're kidding.
Which you won't be able to see if you look at it.
Wait, okay. Cindy has brought them into the studio. So we're going to tell our people who are watching on Facebook and YouTube.
Or YouTube.
Facebook and YouTube, today's issues. Just type in today's issues and you can watch this show on Facebook or YouTube live. I said live.
That's right.
And it's not even taped live before an audience. It's just straight up live radio that we're showing these Trivia Friday T-shirts, and you will win yourself when you answer a mystery question correctly. Or if you just want to pay the $15 and buy you one of these.
And as JJ has said, great stocking stuffers as we come up to Christmas.
Yeah, it'll stuff the whole stocking, this thing will.
Yeah, right.
It's so nice.
Hey,
absolutely.
When you go to afastore.net, books, DVDs, a lot of good things, and you'll probably want to order in the next day or two to make sure, maybe even today, to make sure that you get it in time for Christmas, but a lot of good stuff at afastore.net, and it helps the ministry of AFA and AFR.
That's right. So let's get started. Ed, you want to give us your, let me give the phone number, Tim. Yes, that's me talking in third person.
Ed approves. Ed approves of you speaking in the third person.
You know,
Ed doesn't mind at all.
My wife every once in a while, this is rare, but she every once in a while, because she's pretty with it. You know, y'all know Allison, she's pretty with it. But every once in a while, she'll make a mistake on something, your checkbook, or forgot to call somebody or whatever, or she'll drop her glasses three times in 1 minute, you know, and she'll go, Allison, you're such a, whatever, idiot.
Clumsy or whatever, yeah. Right.
And so I never know what quite to say in that moment. You know what I'm saying? Because dropping your glasses three times in a minute is you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's not, you say, oh, don't worry about it, honey.
That's
you
not know? Your best day now.
You know, so I just sort of stay neutral. I don't say anything one way or another.
Right.
But I don't know if in a marriage you're supposed to.
I advise you.
Yeah, go ahead.
To stay silent and pretend like you didn't even hear the comment.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
and then
good.
She says, what do you do? You haven't agreed or disagreed. You say, right. Oh, I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Right.
I call myself an idiot.
I don't want to be.
No,
right.
You are not. If you get cornered, now right. I advise you to yeah. answer.
Well, if you say, I have used the line, don't be too hard on yourself. We right. all make mistakes.
I think.
Does that work?
No, perfect. I'm going to say we learn a lesson yeah. from General Flynn. Do not answer any questions without your attorney present.
All right, here's the phone number to reach us, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. That's the number to reach us. You know, the funny thing about the checkbook thing, which Allison, my wife, she's done our whole marriage, whatever.
And she takes care of the yard and the house. What exactly do you do?
Since 1984. Anyway, so I don't say anything about an occasional mistake in the checkbook,
right.
and they are rare. She doesn't use much white ink in a year, but it's just if you say something, what are you inviting?
Well, here, then, you do it. Smarty pants, you do it.
You do it, right, right. So you just don't say anything. All right, there's the phone number. I gave the phone number, true?
You did.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right. All right, Ed will now give his three questions.
So we're going to all do third person today?
Yeah, I think we should do it all
okay.
show.
Okay.
All right, here are my first. I got a Christmas question. In the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary learn of her pregnancy? In the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary learn of her pregnancy? I know it's easy, but that's all right. We don't mind. Second question, a little bit harder. What does the acronym RADAR stand for? Hey, we've got the plane on radar. What does the acronym RADAR stand for? Third question, the hippo. We all love hippos.
Yes, we do.
The hippo's closest living relative in the animal kingdom is the whale. Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm. Would that mean they get together for Christmas?
I guess if their closest living relative
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in the
as
animal
opposed,
kingdom is the whale. Is
as
that
opposed
true?
To the closest dead relative.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
It is the whale. Is that true or right. false? Or that's those are Ed's three questions.
They're at least on the Christmas card list
that's
for each other. Good questions. Here's my three. Start out with the Christmas question. From the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, what was the name of George Bailey's guardian angel? What was the name of George Bailey's guardian angel? Second question, for you basketball fans, how far is the free throw line from the backboard in basketball?
Good.
Multiple choice. A, 10 feet, B, 12 feet, or C, 15 feet. You're at the free throw line, about to shoot. How far are you from the backboard? 10 feet, 12 feet, or 15 feet? And then third question, which U.S. state was named after the King of France? Which U.S. state was named after the King of France?
All right, here are my three. Number one, what does a phobophobe fear?
A phobophobe?
Mm-hmm. This is real. I'm not being funny here. I'm not making this up. What does a phobophobe fear? That's the question. Number two, what's the world's fastest two-legged creature? The world's fastest two-legged creature. What is that?
What's that Bolt? What's that? What's
Usain
that?
Bolt.
What's that fellow's name?
Hey, he's
in the running,
so to speak. In the running.
Yeah,
I like that.
All right.
Ed,
so,
thanks you.
Number three from the Bible.
Two-legged creature. So it can be animal, mineral, or vegetable, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, here it is. Pardon me just a minute here. Here it is. How old was Jesus when his parents took him to Jerusalem?
Good.
Mm. How old was Jesus? How old was Jesus when his parents took him
Ed
to
nods approvingly.
Jerusalem?
Right. I'm going to do this until you guys are sick of it.
Hey, we got an hour and 15 minutes.
I think you hit that mark.
already there?
Yeah, I hear that buzzer going off.
Tim's going to get tired of that.
Trump says it's okay to do that.
With it very much longer. All right.
Did you do three already?
I did. Go.
All right. We're going to go to Alabama. What do y'all think of that? Andrew is on the line. Andrew, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello,
Andrew. Welcome to the program. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'm going to try both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to try Dean Tim's question about how old Jesus was when he went to Jerusalem, when he was taken to Jerusalem. Mm.
Okay. By the way, we're in Alabama.
I'm in Wilmer, right at the edge of Mobile.
No, I mean, where in Alabama did Jesus...
man.
I'm just sorry. Sorry, but that was bad. Wilmer, yeah, down around Mobile. So, the question, again, is how old was Jesus when his parents took him to Jerusalem? And the answer is?
12.
Well, nice. That's right.
Good job, Andrew.
Hey, way to start us out, Andrew.
Now, they lived in Nazareth. Mm-hmm. And that's where they would have taken him to Jerusalem.
Right.
From, true?
Yes.
And one of the first set of parents, one of the first families that left their child somewhere at an event and didn't realize it till sometime later.
So for all your parents who left your kid at church.
If you left your child somewhere.
Well, Jesus did it.
some friends of mine went to the fair, and they were going with the grandparents with some of the other ones, and then on their way to their vehicle, I think I'm going to ride with Mom and Dad.
Oh.
And then they left and then went back and just. Sitting right there after everything was, packed up.
Oh,
there
my
the
goodness.
Child was. But I think it's only happened to us once. We left one of our children at a basketball game.
Yeah.
A little miscommunication. But I think all parents, if it hasn't happened to you, you will leave them somewhere for just a little slight,
That's how the movie Home Alone happened.
Right.
The two vans going to the airport, people in each van thought the kid was, Kevin was in the other van. That's easy to happen. I can see where it happened. All right, Andrew, good work there.
No, it's his question for us.
Yeah, what question do you have for us?
All right, I got a Bible question, too, from Exodus.
Okay.
In Exodus chapter 18, who were the family members of Moses that were mentioned in Exodus chapter 18?
Who were the family members of Moses?
Who were mentioned in Exodus 8.
How many
father,
are there?
You got his father-in-law, Jethro, and then, but the family members. That may be before he even heads off. Mm-hmm. Is that when he's been there and, there at the palace, being raised up as an Egyptian?
No, this is after they've left. Exodus 15, I think, is the song of Moses, after they've come through the water in Pharaoh.
Yeah.
So this is... This is they're on their way.
They got that second cousin twice removed, but that name is real hard to pronounce.
Yeah,
I don't
they called
gonna,
him Billy Bob.
I don't think we're going to know.
I think you got us, Andrew.
Yeah.
And it was his father-in-law, Jethro, and his wife, Zipporah, and his two sons, Gershom and Eleazar.
Okay. Are the family members mentioned in chapter 18?
In chapter 18.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Good question.
Hey,
good question.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for reading the word. You have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Hey, I got a real quick story. You mentioned about everybody's got their. If you raise kids for long enough, think these things are going to happen.
Right.
Right.
Type moments. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, so we were on vacation in Destin, Florida. This is about 15 years ago, and my son Wesley, maybe longer than that. Anyway, my son Wesley was about three, and we had three children, like four. Five, three, and
well, it must be longer
one.
Than that because that would have made him like 18.
Well, he's 20, he's almost 30, whatever it was. Yeah. Anyway, it was a long time ago. Okay. Anyway, so we're getting off on the floor with all our stuff, to go in the condo, getting our stuff in the condo for the week, and the whole family gets off, and we put our stuff down in front of the thing, and we turn around, and look, and the elevator. Doors are closed.
No.
Yes. Wesley had gone back into the elevator and punched a button, and the doors were closed. So Allison and I, his mother and I, were
watching. Panic.
Well, what do you think, Ed? Yeah, no. No, we just said, you know, hey, it's his problem. You know, we're going to enjoy vacation.
That'll teach him.
Hold on, I'm getting somebody on the line. Captain Obvious? Yes, I need you to talk to Ed here for just a second.
Well, Ed's going to talk to Ed, remember?
Ed anyway, does not appreciate the ridicule.
It all ended well. Allison ran down to the bottom step, and I'm up there, and she's watching where the elevator's going.
Right.
You can see the numbers and everything.
Oh,
thank
that's
you,
good.
Goodness. We were able to round him up. No, no harm,
wait,
no
now,
foul.
Wait, now, I was wondering, how do you do that? Because if you're on the outside, you can't tell what floor. It's just telling you if the door is about to open
right,
or not. So
right.
What did you do?
Well,
you
no, the bottom down. Floor, I think the bottom floor did tell you what, if I remember correctly, it did tell you.
You could watch them
the
lighting,
bottom floor, you
could
say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
where
okay.
is the elevator? You
okay.
know, on the bottom floor, you can usually see that. But anyway.
Whew, that anyway, would be scary.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy scary there for just a moment. But, all right.
Now, how come you're not ridiculing him for saying it was scary? Ed wants to know.
Well, needless to say, Alice and I were in agreement on corporal punishment. So, you know, huh? We're
no touch of the button.
We were equal.
That's
no, we were equally
no yoked. Press of the button.
We were equally yoked on that on the discipline part. Back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Kansas. Mary is on the line. Mary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Mary.
Hey, Mary, I don't know if there's a statute of limitations. Would you mind calling Child Protection Services? Tim Wildman, Timothy B. Wildman.
Wesley's in there now. I think he made it. So
yeah. I think we need to turn him in. There may still be something they can do.
Yeah, since he's talking in the third person, I'll tell him to bring three people so they can collect all three of them.
Ed, you want to talk to Ed about that?
Ed says he's got nothing to say.
There are some people going, no, not
Mary,
for another hour and a half.
Ask, answer, or do both.
Oh, I'll just do both, just to help Tim out.
Thank you.
I'm not sure about anything today, but what about the fastest two-legged animal?
Yes, what is the world's fastest two-legged creature, Mary?
Oh, I'll just say the ostrich.
Yes.
Hey, nicely
that is correct. The ostrich, the world's fastest two-legged creature. I don't know. I don't know what the second one would be. I can't. Maybe a. I don't know. But anyway, ostrich.
A man
they
from
can
an
go.
Ostrich would be pretty fast.
A what now?
I said a man running from an ostrich would be pretty fast.
Yeah, that's
ostriches
true.
Ostriches can be pretty dangerous.
That's true. Yeah,
fast
they
and
can.
Dangerous. I've wondered, okay, so we've had horses. They've got out occasionally, you know, rare.
Two-legged horse?
No, four-legged horse. Had cattle, and occasionally a cow will get out. It's a real nuisance. But if you're an ostrich farmer, you're in a world of hurt if
yeah.
something gets out that can run 60 miles an hour.
43. They top out at 43.
43.
So 43 miles an hour. You're not going to be able to, you know, chase it with a bucket of feed, say, come here. You're going to have to get in something fast. And when they say, where did you see it? In your neighborhood? Well, no, it could be in the next county
right
now. Okay, it can run 43 miles an hour.
I'd say you just shoot it and have ostrich steaks for the next couple of weeks.
And some good-looking boots.
And some good-looking boots. And then you just say to the rest of them, let that be a lesson to you.
Oh, my word. Ed, you need to talk to Ed about that attitude. Hey, Mary, what's your question for us?
Well, I heard Pastor Billy Graham's grandson doing an interview on Dr. James Dobson's show, and he was telling a story about his grandmother, and they were building their house in the early 50s before they had central air and heat, and she wanted so many fireplaces. Well, Pastor Graham was leaving to go away for 6 weeks, and he looked at her and said, you can only have three. So she smiled, kissed him goodbye, and turned around and told the contractors, build so many fireplaces. How many do you think she told them to build?
I just heard this. Somebody was telling this to me with a chuckle. It was a pretty good number.
I have no idea.
You guys want to guess
number? How many fireplaces they had in their house?
Right. I'm going to say five, just to guess. What do you guys say?
Well, you want the T-shirt.
So five? It was five?
It is five because he told her they couldn't afford five, so she never said nothing. She just smiled at him, kissed him goodbye, and turned around and told the contractors, you have 6 weeks, get five built before he gets back.
Well, that sounds like how things operate at my house. I just get a sweet smile, and my wife just does what she wants.
Yeah.
Not that
okay,
I'm.
Merry Christmas.
That's right.
Hey, Merry Mary, before you go, what kind of T-shirt does JJ get?
JJ, you can have Ed's t-shirt. Whatever he's wearing today, he can give it to you.
All right.
Boston,
like
Bruins
my hockey t-shirt.
Like
he's not getting it, yeah. Mary.
No, I wouldn't be seen in a hockey t-shirt. Hey, Mary, thank you so much for listening to AFR. Tell Joseph we said hello. You have a Merry Christmas.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Joseph and Mary. That was good. I liked it. Shall we continue?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, I saw there was a hotel chain a few years back right during this time of year. It was like for a week special that if your name for real, if you were a couple and your name was Joseph and Mary, they gave you a free room.
Really? It had to be Joseph and Mary.
Joseph and Mary. So it's going to be a slim chance. But we've got some friends. We go to church with some friends, Joe and Mary. But that was pretty clever on the
The
hotel chain for them. For the original inn to say,
there's room at the inn for you.
No room, yeah.
All right, we're in Kansas again. Ruby is on the line. Ruby, welcome to Trivia Friday. Go ahead and turn your radio down, Ruby.
Okay, I got it down.
Okay, welcome to the show. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
It's a Wonderful Life, the angel's name.
Here's the question, Ruby. What was, from the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, what was the name of George Bailey's guardian angel?
Was it Clarence?
It was Clarence.
Clarence.
And I think maybe once he gave his big, long official name, Clarence, was it like hard body, angel, second class, something or other? But yeah, but Clarence, you got it right. Mm-hmm. What's your question for us?
Well, we went to the Grand Canyon once, and we stopped at this place called the Four Corners, where you stand in four states at one time. So I was going to see if you could name the four states.
Arizona is one.
New Mexico.
New Mexico is two.
Colorado.
Is Colorado, Colorado. And Utah? Is it Utah, is the other one?
That's right.
All right.
We muddied through that.
Yeah. You lived out there. You should know these things.
I should. A lot of things I should know. And I don't. My wife tells me all the time, you should have known better.
Hey, so you were there. I think it would be pretty cool to get down on all fours and say I was in four states. Put your hand.
One time.
Pretend like you were playing Twister from Christmas years ago.
Do you do it like that, or do you do the snow angel?
Well, I don't know. They get much snow out there.
Or is there a right way or
the
wrong
Grand
way?
Grand Canyon
to
was a little scary. It didn't have any guardrails on it.
That when I saw the Grand Canyon, there were no guardrails.
Yeah, he would run as fast as he could and slide clear to the edge. And I was just terrified.
Who would do that?
My son.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a baby in a baby carriage, and finally I looked at my husband and I said, are you going to do something about him?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I pushed the baby.
Ruby, you and your husband should have taken Tim and Allison's policy and applied the same Board of Education to that boy that they applied to Wesley all those years ago. That's scary.
That's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
Do you see that 1,000 feet down? That's going to hurt, son.
That's going to leave a mark.
That's going to leave a mark.
Scary, yes.
Hey, thank you, Ruby. God bless you. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. Man, I've had two of mine, three already answered. I got to round up another couple of questions here. But we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. 2019 is upon us, and we're going to be going back to Washington, D.C. and to Williamsburg for our spiritual heritage tours. And if you've been wanting to go, maybe this is the year for you. These tours fill up several months in advance. And one of the reasons they do is because we have an actual historian, a professional historian that comes on our tour with us. His name is Stephen McDowell. He's the president of the Providence Foundation, and he knows more about early American history, especially the Christian influence on early American history. He knows more than anybody I know. So, if you want to go with us, you can find out more information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's in June and September. Pick the month you want to go. Find out more information at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. The Boy Scouts of America is on the verge of bankruptcy, but it's really not that much of a surprise. The Wall Street Journal reports the beloved American institution facing a massive drop in membership, not to mention settlements in a number of sexual assault cases. But the truth is, the Boy Scouts have no one to blame but themselves. The Supreme Court ruled in 2000 the Scouts had a constitutional right to exclude homosexuals, freedom of association. But instead of standing firm, the Boy Scouts capitulated. First, they admitted gay scouts, then gay leaders, then transgender scouts, then biological girls. Most recently, the Boy Scouts decided to remove the word boy from its name, all for the sake of inclusivity. And they wonder why hundreds of churches and millions of families have decided to part ways. Financial bankruptcy is one thing. Moral bankruptcy is another. I'm Todd Starnes.
George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free.
Hey, that's from that late 60s, early 70s right there, George of the
probably.
Jungle, right
probably.
In there. Saturday morning cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
George of the Jungle.
George of the
And then
Jungle.
The memorable live-action version with Brendan Fraser.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I tell you what.
Talk about dumb.
Those are that we, you know, I know we got a lot of baby boomers who listen. Those are, and even younger than baby boomers would, the days of when you're a child and getting up on Saturday morning and watching cartoons. Well, that was
living.
That was the good life right there.
Man,
much simpler.
Frosted Flakes,
yeah.
Two or three
watching
bowls
Pink
of that.
Panther.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes, little Johnny Quest thrown in.
Johnny
for,
Quest.
For a boot. That's some of those inventions and things were very, very cool. Those speedboats and all the gadgets.
Oh, that's
they
right.
Had.
I forgot about Johnny. That was a cool show.
George of the Jungle was right in there with him, though,
yeah.
Wasn't he? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're playing trivia. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. You can watch the show if you'd like to at Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, Facebook or YouTube, and watch the show there. Make your comments, so forth. Now, we're going to repeat our questions that have heretofore.
Oh, there we go.
Going unanswered. How long did it take?
34 minutes.
I said heretofore. Heretofore. I waited 34 minutes to say heretofore, and so there you go. I don't know what "there you go" means. It's just sort of a throwaway line.
There you go.
I think Ed, would you?
I
ask,
like it.
Ed, would you ask Ed about that later? And
Ed back, likes.
Get back.
There
to
you
me.
Go. Ed likes those.
There
kinds
you go.
Of expressions.
Okay, so there you
yeah.
go.
Ed approves.
We're going to repeat our questions now.
Now you asked for it. I was going to let it lie, but now you keep asking. Ed.
I did. I won't, because my mockery of you. Now the mockery itself is wearing thin, right? So you did
it's
all the, you did all the third person stuff.
Mockery of mockery.
I started making fun of your third person, so you stopped.
Yes.
Then it became my making fun of you.
That's what started getting old.
That's getting old.
Yeah,
so I'll stop that, Ed.
All right.
What do you got?
Ed appreciates that. All right, here are my three questions. In the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary learn of her pregnancy? This is an easy question, folks. Second question, a little bit harder. What does the
really? Okay, let's see. Well, I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
What does the acronym RADAR stand for? What does the acronym
something
RADAR
to do with MASH,
stand
I think.
For? Radar O'Reilly. Third question: the hippo's closest living relative in the animal kingdom is the whale. Is that true or false?
I hope not. But who knows? So your question that was what was your first question there? That
in the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary learn of her pregnancy?
Gotcha. Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, multiple choice: how far is the free throw line from the backboard in basketball? Mm-hmm. Is it 10 feet, 12 feet, or 15 feet? A lot of basketball players, a lot of basketball fans, but do you know that? Second question, which U.S. state was named after the King of France? Which U.S. state was named after the King of France? If you're guessing, President Obama says you have a 1 in 64 chance of getting this right.
That's bad.
And then third question, I'll add a new one. What month is the Earth closest to the sun? What month is the Earth closest to the sun?
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what does a phobophobe fear? What does a phobophobe fear? That's number one. Number two is from the Bible. What was a custom of Jesus on the Sabbath? What was a custom of Jesus on the Sabbath? And number three, does that make sense? Everybody got that question?
Mm-mm.
No?
What was a custom of Jesus?
What was a custom, which means something you practice or do on a regular basis, of Jesus on the Sabbath? I don't think it's that hard, Ed, but I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
You'll be the judge of that.
You're looking at me with a dumbfounded look. Like,
or just a dumb look. I don't know. I don't know if it's dumb or dumbfounded.
I didn't think it was that hard, but maybe it is. What two archangels are mentioned in the Bible? There are two archangels that are mentioned in the Holy Bible. What are their names?
Clarence is not one of them.
You beat me to it.
So there's you a good
Clarence.
Clue. That helps you right there. Gets you going in the right direction.
There you go. Eliminate Clarence.
From the list.
All right. Billy is also a name that's not in the Bible that people would think maybe would be an angel.
Billy? Billy the angel?
Billy the angel is not in there. So we got Billy's out.
Clarence is out.
That'd give people a head start right there. Right.
And I can tell you, Ed is not in there because my wife will say, Ed, you are no angel.
Yes, so Ed's eliminated too. We're going to go ahead of the 99,000 names of people in the English language. We're going to eliminate those three.
Right. So don't complain about how hard that question is. Right. We've given you some help.
That's right.
All right, we go to Oregon, if you can believe it, and Tell is on the line. Tell, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Now, on my computer screen, it says you're 8 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, brave 8-year-old.
What is Tell short for? Is that your name?
It's actually just my name.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting. Hey, Tell, are you married?
No.
Well, see, the reason why I'm asking, I have an 8-year-old daughter, Casey James. And I know it's a long way off, but just kind of keep that in the back of your mind when you start... When you get to the point where you quit hating
this
girls.
This is an arranged marriage?
Yeah, when you quit hating girls and you want to start thinking about settling down.
Okay.
Because you're 8 and she's 8. Just something to think about.
Yeah.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one do you want to answer?
About radar.
Oh, wow. All right. I thought it was a hard one, but Tell's going to take a shot. All right, Tell, what does the acronym RADAR stand for?
Radio detection and ranging.
Oh!
Whoa!
Hey!
Woo! Oh, man.
Wow, you got the mystery question, Tell. You answered correctly.
T-shirt may be a little large, but.
Well, maybe he can give it to somebody.
At least it's free.
Yeah.
Hey, my future son-in-law is smart, and he's a winner.
Hey, Tell, what do you think of that? You answered the mystery question and won yourself a free T-shirt.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
What was the answer again?
The acronym RADAR stands for Radio Detection and Ranging.
Okay, I'm with Tim, the first A. I was kind of waiting for that first A to get there.
A is just not.
It's RA from radio.
Oh, RA.
D from detection. Gotcha. A from and R from ranging.
Gotcha. Good deal.
So, Tell, I know you got a question for us, but when we're through on the air, do not hang up. I'll put you on hold, and we'll get your information and send you a free T-shirt, okay?
Okay.
All right, congratulations. All right, what's your question for us?
So, why do people say the whole nine yards?
Oh, that, I think
Tell,
we've had this.
Tell, that is from a fighter pilot having a belt of ammunition that was 9 yards long, and they would feed that into the aircraft, and then they would give them the send-off and say, give them the whole 9 yards.
Yep.
Wow.
Clap for JJ.
JJ,
right there.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent work.
Well, we've had that one before. So
we have. Before. Okay. Tell, have a Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening to AFR.
And stay on the line, Tell, okay?
Okay.
All right. Put him on hold. How about that? 8 years old. Mm-hmm. He got radar right. Had a good heart.
And very intelligent. Articulate 8-year-old.
And won himself a T-shirt, too.
And apparently a future wife.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a pretty good call right there. You know what I'm saying?
He's got half his life mapped out. Yeah. He's just 8 years old.
It was worth it waiting on the phone.
All right, we go to Ohio, and Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm fine.
Now, if Jimmy starts talking in third person, we're going to find a slap dab in the middle of a Seinfeld episode.
Hey, Jimmy, have you ever cracked corn?
I don't believe so.
Is that really that bad? Was that corny?
Hey, Jimmy, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question you want to answer?
Well, first I'll have you know that I'm wearing my Learning University T-shirt.
Hey, wow! Yeah, nicely done.
We're honored. We really are.
Absolutely. So did you buy it or win it?
I won it.
Wonderful. We've got a winner on the air. Past winner.
Hey, so Jimmy, ask, answer, or do both? Which one you want to answer?
I'm going to do both, and I would like to answer JJ's question about the King of France.
What is,
yes, sir.
What is cracking corn anyway?
Jimmy crack corn?
Yeah,
I don't care.
It was an old saying.
I don't know, I don't care.
You don't care, really, do you?
Yeah. I just know crack is not a good thing today.
Back then, it was a little bit different.
Okay.
I think probably about making flour.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Or something. Grits or something.
Grits. Hey, so here's the question. Jimmy, which U.S. state was named after the King of France?
Was it Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Louisiana.
Excellent. Now we know why Jimmy has won a T-shirt in the past.
Here's the deal, Jimmy. A lot of people know that Louisiana was the King of France, and that's why the people there in the Louisiana Purchase picked that name, to name it. What a lot of people don't know, a little backstory for you, while you're cracking corn, or if you don't even care about cracking corn, his nickname was Who Dat. That's the part a lot of people don't know, but the folks down there in Louisiana, they all know that King of France's nickname was Who Dat.
But you weren't allowed to call him that, or you get your head chopped off.
Hey, Jimmy, what's your question?
Who said who dat?
What's your question for us?
First, can I make a suggestion?
Now, Jimmy, you're starting to get a little personal, I can tell. Right now, you just be careful here, okay? You're on good standing with us
now. We need to have our lawyers present.
All right, go ahead. What's your suggestion?
So, you have hilarious highlights. Right. Well, my mom came up with the idea of making another CD series. Here's the deal, entirely Earl.
Oh, well.
You're on to something. I think that would wear thin, though.
We might do Earl.
That'd be like Ed talking to himself. Yeah, Earl. I like
we named
Earl.
Him Earl.
Who did?
Hey,
you named him Earl?
We named him Earl.
Yeah, I think you did.
That guy that shows up in Jay's personality every once in a while.
Hey, your mama's got a good suggestion, and we'll take that into consideration, Jimmy. Thank you.
Is he asking us?
Yeah, what's your question for us? That was his suggestion.
All right, so my question is, if you learned something new every second, how long would it take to fill your brain's capacity? Now, I've helped you out and done some figuring. So there are 3,600 seconds in an hour, 86,400 seconds in a day, 31,557,600 seconds in a year, 315,576,000 seconds in 10 years, and 3 billion.
Hey, hey, let's stop you right there, Jimmy, because it's starting to sound like our national debt. Let me just stop you. We get the gist of it. So how many seconds will it take for our brain to be full?
He's figured it out.
Brain's capacity.
I think it's
brain's
safe to say we don't know. And Jimmy's going to answer it for us.
I think. It's hey, and Jimmy. Now here, also the part of the problem with your question is you got three guys here at least in their 50s. Two of us in our 60s. Our brain's pretty full, so you can add up all those seconds. You must be talking about from birth or something, because I don't have nearly the room left in this hard drive as you may think I do.
Yeah, and one of us may or may not have got single digit on the ACT. So it depends on the side of that old medulla.
I got into junior colleges. So
hey, go ahead and
answer it, bud.
Answer it, Jimmy.
The answer is 3 million years.
To fill up our brains?
Oh, I won't even probably be around by then.
You don't think so?
No.
You won't even be able to enjoy it.
I'd be sitting down there on the park bench with the rest of them boys retired saying, "That is long." They say time flies.
But they're lying.
Thanks,
Jimmy. All right,
Jimmy,
thank you. That's a great deal of figuring that you did, and we appreciate your output there.
You can get back to cracking that corn now.
So Methuselah, he really didn't even give it a good try, really. I mean, not really a yeoman's
really
try. 900 years old, really, wow. Methuselah? You didn't even learn near what you could have.
Another
in
thing,
a
too, Jimmy didn't consider is 3 million years. How much stuff have I forgotten? Does that still count?
You know,
I mean, spots in my brain empty out if I forgot something?
And Methuselah.
Methuselah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot. That was a long time to say. I mean, when I was your age, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of people who said that, too.
People have some regrets, and you can just hear him say, "Why didn't I get in that 401k? They made that available.
Why didn't I buy that Walmart stock when I knew I should have?" All right. Let's ask our question, gentlemen.
Okay, now I'll have to add one. Here's my first one. In the Gospel of Mark, how does the Virgin Mary learn of her pregnancy? Second question, the hippo's closest living relative in the animal kingdom is the whale. Is that true or false? And I'll add this question. On a ship, a bathroom is called a what? On a ship, a bathroom is called a what?
Good question. Here's what I've got. First question, multiple choice. How far is the free throw line from the backboard in basketball? Is it 10 feet, 12 feet, or 15 feet? Second question, what month is the Earth closest to the sun? For you science majors, what month is the Earth closest to the sun? I'll add one. Before moving to Los Angeles in 1960, in what city were the NBA's Lakers located for 13 years? Where did the Lakers used to be located?
All right, here are my three. Number one, what does a phobophobe fear? What does a phobophobe fear? Number two, Number two, question. What was a custom of Jesus on the Sabbath? Number three, I'm sorry, I have a hard time with that question. It's written on yellow, and I just had cataract surgery. And Anyway, I've got...
Plus, your brain is nearly full. I mean, there's a whole lot of things.
Yeah, other things going on that I don't have time to get into. But anyway, the last third question is, what two archangels are mentioned in the Bible? Archangels. What two
archangels.
Archangels. What two archangels?
You're thinking arch enemies.
No, he's thinking here close to lunchtime. Golden arches.
Yeah. Are y'all making fun of...
Oh, no. Ed's not making fun of anyone.
Okay. No, what two, I stand corrected. As you, I don't know why I said that. I was reading it. Archangels, not archangels. Some people did laugh at that. you got to be kidding me. He doesn't know the difference. Are mentioned in the Bible. There are two names.
Two.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
All right, I say we go to Michigan. That's what I say. Stephen is on the line. Stephen from Michigan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. You want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I'll do the archangels.
All right, yeah, the question is, this is ironic, isn't it? It comes right back to me, huh? What two archangels are mentioned in the Bible?
Michael and Gabriel.
Michael and Gabriel.
Yes. Nice.
Absolutely.
Nicely done.
Now, go ahead.
I was going to say, Stephen, I'm guessing that we helped you out by eliminating a few names, Clarence and Ed Billy. And Billy.
If you could tell me, who am I?
Stephen.
Stephen, if you can tell me where these two archangels are mentioned, I will send you a free T-shirt.
Wow.
Michael and Gabriel, can you tell me where they're mentioned? What book? What book in the Bible?
Well, there's more than one book for.
Okay, well, cite one of the places.
One of the places is in Luke, the Christmas story, right?
And which one is that?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, that's correct.
That would be Gabriel.
That's correct.
Michael.
Michael, where's Michael mentioned? Archangel Michael.
One of the places is where it says he did not dispute with the body of Moses in that New Testament book.
Is it right on the tip of your tongue?
No, not really. I'm going to go with the book of James.
The Beatles? You're doing the Beatles?
Yeah, I was doing Jude? I was doing Hey Jude.
Oh, is it Jude? Well, Revelation's the answer I got.
It's also the book of Jude.
Michael and Jude, where, too.
His was Jude.
Yeah.
All right, I tell you what I'm going to do, Stephen.
Right. Send him half a T-shirt.
I'm going to send him half a T-shirt. Somebody get me the scissors.
Which half you want, here, Stephen?
And we'll send him half a T-shirt. If you call in the next year or so and finish answering another question,
we'll send you the other half.
Stephen, we'll be fair about this thing. Okay, brother.
You got it.
We're going to send it to him anyway.
We're going to send it to you anyway,
Stephen. It's the Christmas spirit, right?
It is. Yeah. Christmas spirit. I like that.
All right.
So, Stephen, before, mercy. I just want to let you know.
Mercy and grace.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Don't hang up when we're done with you on the air.
Don't
we'll
do that.
We'll put you on hold.
Mm-hmm, we will.
And get
That's a great Christmas present. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes. No bah humbug here.
Mm-hmm. What's your question for us, Stephen?
Which is the only president to author a book while in office, and what is the title of that book? Should be an easy one.
Hmm. Okay, the only president to author a profile in Courage, John Kennedy, I think.
To author a book while in office.
Did he write that while he was in office?
I don't know. I know he.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
President Obama, former president, taught me or something?
I think that was before the election.
Is that before the election?
Who knows, Stephen? What's the answer?
Hey, let's go with Profiles in Courage.
Yeah.
JFK.
Ronald Reagan. And the book is Abortion, the Conscience of a Nation.
By Doug Weed. Did Doug Weed write that with him? Who wrote that? Somebody wrote that for him.
I don't.
All right, so it was Ronald Reagan is what you're saying?
It was Ronald Reagan, Abortion, the Conscience of a Nation.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
I believe it started off as a speech that he gave, or a track that he made for Right to Life. But
one of the best, if not the best president in America, in my opinion.
1957, Profiles in Courage came
okay.
out. But by John F. then Senator John F. Kennedy.
Okay.
So,
hey,
all right.
Good question, and a good question for us, and way to go. You won yourself a T-shirt, Stephen.
So we're going to put you on hold, Stephen, all right? So God bless you, and have a Merry
all
Christmas,
right.
okay?
All right.
I think we got time for another call. Let me give the phone number, too, if you want to reach us here on Trivia Friday. It's 888-589-8840. That's the... be on the air with us. Call 888-589-8840. If you call in, again, you need to be prepared to answer one of our trivia questions, and hopefully you'll be able to ask us one as well. You want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. You're listening to American Family Radio. Ed, who's next?
All right, we go to Mississippi. Don is on the line. Don, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Don. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I don't want to answer the question. Well, the good ones have been answered. I want to answer the one about the free throw line at the basketball court.
Don, did you ever play any round ball?
Yes, sir.
How far did you get?
I was fortunate enough to play on a high school team that went to the state playoff.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, you guard, center, what was your position?
I was a center.
Good. Yeah, now, I'm going to continue to be nosy here. 6'2", 6'3"?
6'3".
Good. All
yes,
right. Well, how far is the free throw line from the backboard? Is it A, 10 feet, B, 12 feet, or C, 15 feet?
I'm going to say C, 15 feet.
You got it. Yeah. Nothing but net, Don. Nothing but net.
Yes, sir.
String music.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool there. 15. Yeah, it's 15 feet.
You guys were talking a little while ago about the fastest two-legged creature.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking about it, and you said the second fastest one. I could probably answer that question. It's probably a man that's a bear is after.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Tim, Don, Tim played basketball. You played some basketball. And I grew up in Kentucky where basketball is a religion. You got Baptist, Methodist, and basketball.
Right.
And some
right.
others right in there.
Right.
It's like a denomination.
Hey, Don, what's your question for us?
Okay, last time I called in was many, many years ago, and y'all asked a Star Trek question, and I'm going to ask you another Star Trek question.
Okay.
Ed's ready.
In the Star Trek series, what ship had the number NCC 1764?
1764?
Yes.
That was a good year, by the way.
that's probably.
And I'll give you a little bit of a hint. This ship was actually, that name of that ship was actually has been in three different Star Trek series.
Just throw one out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, I can't. You got me, Don. What was it?
Defiant.
Yeah, that was in one of the movies too, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, that's a great question. You got me.
A lot of Star Trek fans out there.
Yeah.
We're talking about the TV show here, basically.
Well, his question was the TV show.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Great question. Have a Merry Christmas.
Y'all do the same.
Okay, folks. Thank you, Don. When we get back, we got calls from Oklahoma, Arkansas, Indiana, North Carolina, and Texas lined up. So, and a lot more.
A
lot more coming your way. Got some new questions, too. We'll be back. After the news, stay with us.